brought to you by Penguin.
The Light of Day by Eric Ambler, read by Oliver Dimmesdale. Chapter 1. It came down to this. If I'd not been arrested by the Turkish police, I would have been arrested by the Greek police. I had no choice but to do as this man Harper told me. He was entirely responsible for what happened to me. I thought he was an American. He looked like an American. Tall, with a loose, light suit, a narrow tie and button-down collar. The smooth, old-young, young-old face, and the crew cut. He spoke like an American, too. Or at least like a German who has lived in America for a long time. Of course, I now know that he was not an American. But he certainly gave that impression. His luggage, for instance, was definitely American. Plastic leather and imitation gold locks. I know American luggage and I see it. I didn't see his passport. He arrived at the Athens airport on a plane from Vienna. He could have come from New York, or London, or Frankfurt, or Moscow, and arrived by that plane, or just from Vienna. It was impossible to tell. There were no hotel labels on the luggage. I just assumed that he came from New York. It was a mistake anyone might have made. This will not do. I can already hear myself protesting too much, as if I had something to be ashamed of. But I'm simply trying to explain what happened, to be completely frank and open. I really did not suspect that he was not what he seemed. Naturally, I approached him at the airport. The car hire business is only a temporary sideline with me, of course. I'm a journalist by profession. But Nicky had been complaining about needing more new clothes, and the rent was due on the flat that week. I needed money, and this man looked as if he had some. Is it a crime to earn money? The way some people go on, you would think it was. The law is the law, and I am certainly not complaining. But what I can't stand is all the humbug and hypocrisy. If a man goes to the red light district on his own, nobody says anything. But if he wants to do another chap, a friend or an acquaintance, a good turn by showing him the way to the best house, everyone starts screaming blue murder. I have no patience with it. If there is one thing I pride myself on, it is my common sense. That and my sense of humour. My correct name is Arthur Simpson. No. I said I would be completely frank and open, and I'm going to be. My correct full name is Arthur Abdel Simpson. The Abdel is because my mother was Egyptian. In fact, I was born in Cairo, but my father was a British officer, a regular, and I myself am British to the core. Even my background is typically British. My father rose from the ranks. He was a regimental sergeant major in the Buffs when I was born. But in 1916, he was commissioned as a lieutenant quartermaster in the Army Service Corps. We were living in officers' married quarters in Ismailia when he was killed a year later. I was too young at the time to be told the details. I thought, naturally, that he must have been killed by the Turks. But Mum told me later that he had been run over by an army lorry as he was walking home one night from the officers' mess. Mum had his pension, of course. But someone told her to write to the Army Benevolent Association for the Sons of Fallen Officers, and they got me into the British school in Cairo. She still kept on writing to them about me, though. When I was 9, they said that if there was some relative in England I could live with, they would pay for my schooling there. There was a married sister of father's living at Hither Green in southeast London. When the Benevolent Association said they would pay 12 and 6 a week for my keep, she agreed to have me. This was a great relief to Mum, because it meant that she could marry Mr. Hafiz, who had never liked me after the day I caught them in bed together and told the Imam about it. Mr. Hafiz was in the restaurant business and as fat as a pig. It was disgusting for a man of his age to be in bed with Mum. I went to England on an army troop ship in care of the sick bay matron. I was glad to go. I've never liked being where I'm not wanted.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?